Sarah Snippet series is generously sponsored by the Saka family in memory of the patriarch of the family, Joseph Saka. We've been spent a long time on the opening of the Amida, of the opening bracha of Shevach of praise, where we begin by describing Hashem as Elokei Avoseinu, Elokei Avram, Elokeinu. He's our God, Elokei Avoseinu. We're harping on this because I think that the opening of the Amida, which is the most critical part of the Amida, that's not my personal opinion, that's the halacha. The part that, if you didn't pay attention, you're not Yotze and you have to go back, at least theoretically, and repeat, is the opening bracha. It is the most critical part of the Amida, that opening bracha. But I think more than just critical because it's one of the ways that we praise Hashem, it's critical because it is incredibly affirming. I find it incredibly empowering. The philosophy at the very opening of the Amida positions us not only for this conversation with Hashem in the Amida, but really positions us in that relationship. Why are we here? Why are we talking to Him? Why are we surrendering, submitting, asking, thanking? What is this relationship about? So we spoke already at length, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. There is this tension, this dichotomy, the notion that our relationship is founded both on our own personal experience. He's Elokeinu. We feel Him in our lives. We feel His guiding hand. We feel His love and affection. We feel even when He closes a door to open another for us. He's Elokeinu. It's not stale. It's not rote. It's not only to honor some ancient tradition. He's Elokeinu. He's a real, living, vibrant God in our lives. But even when we're not feeling it, He's Elokei Avoseinu. Even when we don't feel it, even when it doesn't feel alive, that relationship, nevertheless, we are bound by it because He's Elokei Avoseinu. When we spoke about at length this dichotomy, sometimes we connect that He's Elokei Avoseinu, even when we don't feel Elokeinu. Sometimes we feel He's Elokeinu, even when we're not inspired by Elokei Avoseinu. Baal Shem Tov points out, we see this also with Shiras Hayam, Oz Yashir, which pasuk? We say, Zeh Keli Ve'anveyu, this is my God, I'll glorify Him. Ve'anveyu, ani v'hu, ve'anveyu. And Elokei Avi, Ve'arom Emenu. So very often, we communicate this duality, these two notions of the relationship with Hashem, and we are responsible. We have to take achrayas and ownership to explore and to pursue both components of this relationship, both aspects of it. But we're not just satisfied with this duality, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, that He's our God and the God of our fathers, that we are a living, vibrant, personal, individual relationship, plus we are a link in a chain and a continuation of all those who came before. But then, we didn't answer this question yet, then the Amida goes on to seemingly waste space, precious real estate in our Sidurim, and time in our busy day. We could have succinctly said, consolidated, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, Elokei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. We don't. We say Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. The Rashba is bothered. The Rashba in the Tshuva, Simon Tovchav Dalet wonders, why don't we say, the beginning of the Amida, Elokei HaShamayim, Elokei HaAretz. Why do we identify Hashem in connection or association with our Avos? Why is that the praise? Why not as creator of heaven and earth? So it's certainly much more personal. Heaven and earth, we weren't there. No matter how old we may feel in this very moment, or even look, we weren't there when He created the heaven and earth. But the tradition going back from our parents and our grandparents and our great-grandparents all the way to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, that we can connect, that we can relate to. That's why the Kuzari says, the beginning of Aseres HaDibros, Hashem does not introduce Himself with what would be the most impressive thing on His resume. Nice to meet you, Am Hashem, Borei Shemayim Va'aretz. He doesn't say, Anochi Hashem Lokecha, who created heaven and earth, ex nihilo, something from nothing, something no one else has ever done. He doesn't say that. It's more impressive. What does He say? I'm Hashem, your God. Asher, I took you out of Mitzrayim. Okay, that's impressive, but there have been other redemptions in history. Creation of a whole world, something from nothing. It's unprecedented, unparalleled. That's more impressive. Why didn't He start with that? The answer is none of us were there for that. We don't relate to or identify with it. But getting out of Mitzrayim, we sit around every year, we hear the stories that were passed down generation to generation to generation, that's personal, that's intimate, that's a family narrative that we feel connected to. So similarly here, it's not Elokei HaShemayim, Elokei HaAretz, He's Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. So why do we repeat it? And to bolster the question even further, there's an element of a risk and a danger. You know, the Mishnah lists all kinds of things that we avoid saying, lest we can be misinterpreted or misunderstood to be suggesting, Chas V'Shalom, that there's more than one God. The person says, modim, modim, shaskino, so we silence such an individual. The person has to be careful not to say shma. That's not in sync with the rest of the tzibur. Anything we articulate that could chalila suggest that we subscribe or believe there's more than one God, we avoid that. We're critical of that. Mishnah cautions us against that. And yet, how do we begin every Amidah three times a day? As if there's three gods. Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. What? Why all three? If Steinman says, he writes in his commentary on the Siddur, Steinman Zatzal writes, because the merit of any one of those three would have brought us to where we are. He's Elokei, either Avram, Yitzchak, or Yaakov. Take your pick. Yaakov is the Bechir HaAvos. He is the pinnacle who combines the best of Avram, the best of Yitzchak, is realized in Yaakov. But the truth is Avram alone, Yitzchak alone, Yaakov alone, any of them alone would have been the schus kol echa b'fnei atzmo maspika lanu. If you believe that we're invoking the Avos to begin the Amida because we are invoking from the judge, by the way, our great-grandparents were very close with you, remember? They were tight. We have a few things we need to ask of you, but beforehand, I just want to remind you who I am, who my great Zayda was. You were very connected. You were very close. So we don't need the combination of all three, says Rav Steinman. Even any one of them would have been enough to invoke that zchus. But there's a much more fundamental answer, and we'll develop this, Mirtz Hashem, over future nights. So fundamental, the Chovas HaLevava says it in Shara Yichud, Perek Beis, Panam Meiro says it, Ksav Sofer says it, the Mabit in Beis Elokim, Shara Tfila Perekhas says it, everybody says it. Michtav Melio writes it, Shteman writes it, everybody writes this, which is, do you think that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov all had exactly parallel, equal, and equivalent relationships with Hashem? It's the one Hashem. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. There's one unique, distinct God. There is one Hashem. That is a fundamental, foundational belief that we have. And yet, no two people in this room, no two people in this world experience Hashem in the same way. I'd go even further. No two people experience Hashem the same 2 days in a row, 2 hours in a row, 2 minutes in a row. We change, the world changes, our lives change. Hashem is the one constant. We are the variables. But our connection, our relationship, our feeling, our closeness, our distance, His presence in our lives, it's constantly changing, evolving, developing. And there's Avram, there's Yitzchak, there's Yaakov. So we'll talk about over each of these evenings what each one established with their different philos. But why did I say it's empowering? I'll leave you with this thought. I find it amazingly empowering. The Amida basically begins and says, what mood are you in? An Elokeinu or an Elokei Avoseinu? An Elokei Avram, an Elokei Yitzchak, an Elokei Yaakov. Where are you holding? Let's get started. Let's get started. Wherever you're holding, you're here. You're in a relationship, you're in a conversation. And you don't have to look like the next person, and you don't have to look like yourself yesterday or tomorrow. Wherever you're holding. Remember, you're both Elokeinu and Elokei Avoseinu, but there's an Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Not just Elokei Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, but there's an Elokei of each, because each of us have a different relationship, even in a different moment altogether.